This is a Mars Hill Conversation, two conversations with Robert Withnow and Richard Lintz. In disrupting the status quo and tearing apart the social order, revolutions usually attract quite a bit of attention. But sociologist Robert Withnow of Princeton University believes that for the last quarter of a century, a quiet revolution has been occurring in America. Although it's gone largely unnoticed, this movement involves millions of Americans. Despite being overlooked, it's rapidly changing our notion of what it means to live together and what it means to live spiritually. This revolution is known as the small group movement. I met with Robert Withnow recently to discuss his book about the small group movement and about its effects in the church and society, and I asked him to begin by explaining the metaphor of the journey used in the title of the book, Sharing the Journey, Support Groups, and America's New Quest for Community.
I was really interested in the idea of spiritual journey in this book. We found as we talked to people that a lot of folks were themselves using the idea of a spiritual journey, meaning that their faith has been developing over the course of their lifetime and changing, something that's not just static or fixed or a one-time experience, but part of their own biography. And yet one view of a spiritual journey is that it's very much a private, individual journey, perhaps between a person and God. And so the metaphor that we were using in the book, since we were looking at small groups, was to say, well, here are people, each perhaps on their individual journey, but also meeting together with one another to share that experience and to learn from one another.
The idea of a journey is not a new one in Christian spirituality. Pilgrim's Progress is a kind of journey. How does the modern journey differ from, or does it, from a traditional notion of spiritual growth?
The current notion of journey has a great deal of continuity with previous notions throughout the history of Christianity. For example, it's quite similar in many respects with the journey depicted in Pilgrim's Progress, in that a person is on the road someplace, experiencing difficulties, experiencing joys, expecting certain kinds of rewards, perhaps even quite clearly on the road to the celestial city, as Christian was in Pilgrim's Progress. So there are continuities. The difference is that many people nowadays really do not have a clear destination in mind. If they believe in a life beyond death, it may not be an important part of their journey. They may not have a clear goal. They may not have a very clear set of guidelines, so that, for example, they're not really sure if they're on the road or not. So one of the things we found people saying to us was that it was important just to keep moving. The joy was kind of in the process of walking along, and you weren't necessarily sure that you were getting anywhere or making progress, but the one thing you were sure of was that things didn't stay the same, and so you had to change and adjust and adapt with those changing conditions.